Hi.
Hi.
Oh, man. This is terrible. Terrible intro. Let's start over again. Hi. Direction we're trying to take our podcast has changed.
Yes, we're just not like 180 change, but like we're making a 30 degree turn.
A 30 degree turn.
Yes.
No more jokes. Yeah. I'm tired of the jokes.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ass Patty Cakes is going to be relocated.
Don't cry. It's not gone.
It's not gone forever.
Just in a different place.
So we've got two different podcasts going now. It's Virtually Grown Ups.
Uh huh.
This is us. Yeah. Video games.
This computers. Is Coley. Say hi to Coley.
Hey, yeah.
I was going to introduce Coley. Him later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, maybe in like an hour or so.
Yeah, Coley's here too. I'm just here for the ride.
Just watch us, Coley. Just sit there and watch us.
Coley commentary.
Yeah, Coley commentary.
Is that a color commentary?
And then Kale's sitting here to the right of me with a black shirt, and then Patrick's over here with a blue shirt.
It's color commentary. But yeah, so we're just going to do video games and stuff on here. I mean, there's still going to be some laughs, but Ass Patty Cakes is gone. The stupid inventions and stuff like that. We're going to move some stuff around. So this is Virtually Grown Ups, the other podcast. There's some names that'll work for it. Dadcast. I'm thinking about calling it Dadcast. But, you know, we'll talk about that on Dadcast. So today, we've got some cool news, some things in the works. Mm-hmm. This arcade cabinet that we're going to be working on and trying to sell some... Ooh, terribly sorry. Sell some of these little systems and stuff. We're going to be working on that. So, what do you know about carpentry?
Carpentry? I know it deals with wood. I know there's some type of tree involved.
I thought I was going to have to construct the whole arcade cabinet out of carpet.
Oh, what? I was assumed. No, that's carpentry.
Carpentry.
Not carpentry.
I'm a carpenter.
See, that's different.
Yeah, see, it's totally different.
There's a letter moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's this thing called Raspberry Pi.
Is it delicious? It sounds delicious. And
if you tried to eat it, you would probably do some damage to your teeth. But the things it does are metaphorically delicious, I would say.
Okay.
Raspberry Pi is a tiny computer. And I was looking up some videos on Raspberry Pi the other day. The Raspberry Pi 3 is capable of doing some serious video game emulation. Aside from arcade, you can be doing Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis... all these different systems, all the way up to PS2.
That's impressive.
It's all onboard graphics. Of course, everything is included. You can't really go further than PS2. One of the things I was reading is that the CPU actually gets hot on there, and there's a miniature heatsink you can put on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So what they were trying to do, this guy's running all these different tests on the heatsink and checking the temperature, and the temperature is 80 degrees Celsius, which is pretty hot if you don't know anything about Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
But a few degrees lower is actually acceptable for the Raspberry Pi to run at. So what the guy's doing, the Raspberry Pi comes with a case. So it's a tiny little, I mean, it's probably no bigger than a graphics card. It's probably the size of a GPU.
Huh.
It has all the ports around the edges, and then in the middle is your CPU, and it has a plastic case that goes around it. All
right.
That leaves openings for all your USB and all that crap. But when you put the plastic case on it, I mean, it shoots up to like 88 degrees Celsius. I would imagine. So the guy puts the heat sink on it, and it's still like 85 degrees in there. So there's like a halfway point, I guess, with the Raspberry Pi where you can put half of the case on it and leave the top part exposed where the heat sink sticks out. And it's actually working real well.
So if it's a plastic case, how hard would it be to just... do some modification to it and install some fans?
Or
if you're gonna put it inside of something, why even have a case on it anyways?
True.
Just put fans on the outside of the
dust
box.
I guess maybe
almost inside, just inside of a box.
I mean, computers get dust too.
Yeah, there's not a box over your CPU and your computer. I mean, the case is
dust. Is dust, it, dust
maybe
is
I'll
life.
Put a box over my CPU. My
as long as there's people, there will be dust. You can't stop that. That's why you there's things like duster.
I think animals make dust too. I don't know. I think dirt makes dust.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought dust was skin. Is it dust skin?
Mostly. Yeah. Mostly, but there's other things.
This is not Ass Patty Cakes, so I'll be BSing
you. Dude, I'm not!
Okay. I've heard that. I've heard that said before. I just didn't know if it was entirely true.
Yeah, it's mostly skin, but there's dirt and other just debris and nastiness and poop.
And poop.
Well, that's how you get pink eye.
Yeah, exactly.
You get that poop dust in your eye.
From computer poop dust.
I don't think I've ever said poop dust before in my life. Maybe that should be the name of this podcast. Poop dust. The episode. Poop
dust. But yeah, it's really interesting to be reading about that, because I didn't know anything about Raspberry Pi until like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I had no clue it existed. Didn't know what it was capable of, and apparently it's on Raspberry Pi 3, so there were two before that.
Well, I've read a couple little things about it. Probably about a year ago, I read an article I saw on Facebook about it, but I didn't really understand what all you could do with it. It was just like, they didn't really talk about it being used for like emulation for video games and this kind of thing. They were just kind of like, oh, here's a cheap, self-contained little computer. That was just kind of it. They were like talking about how kind of innovative it was. They didn't really go into detail of what its possibilities could be. So it was just kind of like, oh, well, okay, that's nice. I'll go ahead and shove you out of my memory.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Arduino. It's Arduino is kind of like the Raspberry.
Okay.
But it's like an open source programming or something like that. I'm not an expert at this at all, but I have Arduino. I got it to make like robots and shit like that. So Arduino is kind of like Raspberry, but...
It sounds like a mythic Pokemon.
Arduino?
Yeah.
Hey, who says it's not, you know? What is it, a flying? What type do you think it would be?
I think it would be Ghost Electric.
Ghost Electric?
I wonder if that's what the Raspberry Pi started off with, I bet.
A Pokemon?
No. No, the robot stuff. Because I know that there's like, that's like a whole huge thing. There's like some of these anime conventions I go to that they share the hall with this huge robot fest, like competition thing between all these high schools all across Texas.
Well, I was actually a judge at a VEX robot competition a couple months ago. I judged it.
Oh, cool.
And like the high schoolers, they had to take these balls and the robot had to pick it up and shoot it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So yeah, I was a judge because my work, they're like technical and stuff. So I'm like, hey, I'll do it. I fucking love robots.
Right.
And so, well, I got in trouble a lot because I was the interviewer for the kids. I'm like, so tell me how this shit works right here. And then there's this one robot. He had four preloads on the robot. Mm-hmm. And so they had to preload they had to get all up inside that robot. I'm like, man, you got to get all balls deep in that robot. And the engineer guy I was with, he was like, now you can't be talking to those kids like that. And he was
how
like,
how old are the kids?
They're high school. So they probably thought I was badass.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably thought you were like the coolest robot judge ever.
I know. I mean, I just interviewed him and I wrote down how good the interview was. And, the other guy I was with, he was like, man, that sure is a nifty robot you got there. I'm like, man, that's fucking sweet right there. So, I mean, they thought I was cool. I didn't get in trouble, you know, but.
So, Arduino, is that?
It's like a.
It's related to Arduino.
That's what I was thinking of.
Do you know? Okay. So I know, like, if I'm looking at the Raspberry Pi 3, it's between like $50 and $60. Does the Arduino have the same capabilities?
I think that I'm not an expert, but I think the Raspberry is more of a graphics type program, and the Arduino is more of a programming program.
Like actually so writing no code.
You gotta write code, yeah. Because I got it just to practice writing code, because that shit's confusing as hell. And so I got it. I'm like, maybe I get this and it'll help me practice coding. I got it, and I put my first code in. I made an LED flash. I made the LED flash. I was like so excited. I ran and got my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, come here. She's like, it's like 4 a.m. And I'm like, no, come on. I got this LED flashing. So I got a little. It was so exciting. I programmed it to do that.
So have you made any robots?
No, I've made robots, but I did make a fan turn on, and I could change the speed of the fan.
That's hot.
I mean, more than I could do with strictly programming. I mean, I could change the speed of a fan with my bare hands.
It took me like 12 hours to code that LED light, but it took me a long time. A lot of Googling involved. Maybe I should have just copied and pasted the code.
No. You did the right thing, I think.
I was just practicing.
I feel like you did the right thing.
You know, I had to learn it. You know, you go all the way. You know, what's that movie? Go
all the way. Over the top?
No,
the arm wrestling?
The arm with that porn actress in it. Go all the way? No? Anyways?
No.
Go all the way on your face? Anyways, go ahead. What are you saying?
I don't know. You just blew me away.
You just distracted Pat. All you gotta do is say the word go. Pat's pretty much out of the conversation.
A question I have about the Raspberry Pi is, what do you do for storage?
What
memory?
Memory, the Raspberry Pi 2 uses a regular SD card. the Raspberry Pi 3, the SDHC or whatever, Raspberry Pi 3 uses a micro SD card, so it's actually smaller.
Okay.
And if you haven't noticed, micro SD cards are getting ridiculous. If you get a, what, it's a 128, if you get a 128 gigabyte micro SD card,
yeah,
you're good to go. You don't need anything bigger for what's going to go on that Raspberry Pi.
Gotcha.
Now, warning, if you download any games on the Raspberry Pi, of course you have to own them or it's illegal. But let's just say, theoretically, you owned every Sega game, every Super Nintendo game, every Nintendo game, every game for every system all the way up to the PS2, you could fit most of those onto the Raspberry Pi with just a 128 gigabyte micro SD. But you'd have to own all of them.
I didn't realize how far we've come with games, because, I mean, Warframe was like 17 gigabytes, I think, to download.
But how many Warframes could you fit on that micro SD still, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is a game.
But that's just one game, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're talking about thousands of games versus, you know, six of.
And, you know, the max size for even a PS2 disc, those aren't DVDs, are they? Are those DVDs?
On what?
PS2? A PS2 disc.
I'm pretty sure those aren't DVDs.
No, it's a different format.
Yeah. But they're not. A DVD's 4 gigabytes. They haven't even reached that capacity. So max a PS2 game even wouldn't be more than 2 or 3 gigabytes.
True that.
So you're looking at a Super Nintendo game. You can fit every Super Nintendo game that's ever existed on a 700 gigabyte regular CD-ROM with 200 or 300 gigabytes left to spare. Or, I mean, megabytes.
Megabytes.
Yeah, megabytes left to spare. Regular CD-ROM, 700 megabytes.
Contradicting yourself. No, that. Megabytes. Oh, wow.
I have an 8 gigabyte memory card in my Wii. I've fit everything on an 8 gigabyte memory card. So the games are small. I mean, the games, a lot of Super Nintendo games don't exceed 1 megabyte.
Nice.
So you're looking at having the potential of having 7,000-8,000 games on one arcade console if I do go through with building this. Those can sell for pretty expensive, and it's not hard to load the games onto it. Raspberry Pi, kind of like the Arduino you're talking about, is an open source piece of hardware. You don't have to use it as an arcade, but if you do, there's a operating system called RetroPie that you download onto it. RetroPie is what contains all of the emulators and the actual firmware. Is that firmware?
I guess
framework.
We're gonna go ahead and say that you're our resident expert.
Yeah, you're the expert this time. Instead of Pat being the expert, you got
an Arduino, so you must be the expert.
I don't know.
Did you have to use a Master Ball to catch it?
Master Ball?
To catch the Arduino?
No, I had like, used like 4 regular balls.
No.
Nice, man. You must have had like paralyzed it and put it to sleep.
That was pretty good, though.
But yeah, the operating system loads right onto the Raspberry Pi, so you hook it up. It has a micro USB on the side of it. It has a regular USB. It has a power plug-in. It has everything you need already attached to the board. All you do is hook it up to your computer and load the operating system. Other than that, you would literally take your SD card out, put it in your computer, and there's a loader for RetroPie. And it automatically loads your games. It does all the work for you. You don't have to go through any directories and try and find where this game needs to go, where that game needs to go. It detects the game, realizes what it is, and puts it in the right directory for you. That way, when you do load it back into the Raspberry Pi, it'll automatically pick it up, and it'll automatically activate that emulator. So the first Super Nintendo game you put on that thing, it activates the Super Nintendo emulator, and now that's choosable from your list of emulators on there.
That's pretty cool.
It's really neat. It's a great piece of software. I watched a guy, he said you can set it up in 10 minutes.
That makes my PP hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rock on. Don't look, Cully.
No. Turn away. Turn away, children.
You did mention Warframe.
Warframe.
What's Warframe, Pat?
Warframe? Warframe is a lovely little MMO RPG. Oh, is it an RPG?
I would call it a first-person shooter.
It's a third-person shooter.
It's definitely third-person.
But
it's different, though.
Yeah, but it's got, like, aspects of... It's an MMO...
it's Mass Effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just be honest with each other. It's a lot. Did you ever play multiplayer Mass Effect?
I've seen enough gameplay. And
it's damn near the same.
Yeah, I haven't played Mass Effect, and I guess, yeah.
I will say that there's 10 times more game modes in Warframe than there was on Mass Effect. They found out different ways to do King of the Hill. They found out different ways to do Defender or Capture or whatever. So there might be one defender type game, but like let's say you're playing a defender type game. One mode might be, okay, you have to go to a point and defend that point. Another mode might be, okay, you have to pick up this microchip, put it into a server, and while it's down, while you're hacking the information, right, you have to defend that point while it's hacking. They've managed to turn the Defender game mode into five different game modes, mm-hmm, that all have tweaked different aspects of it. So I really, really enjoy that about Warframe, and I think that's innovative, and I haven't seen another game turn a static game mode into so many different things.
Right.
So
I just like that. I just like the idea of that the different worlds they have. I mean, it's not like anything like World of Warcraft where you have like a huge open world that you're running around in.
No, it's not open world.
No, it's but it's, if you've ever played World of Warcraft, it'd be like a game where there's nothing but dungeons that you loaded up. So that being said, they're big enough maps. Each one of these levels that you play on, there's not, I haven't played tons and tons of them. They do have a bunch. And they're big enough that even within these individual dungeons, if you will, there's big enough areas that they'll have multiple missions in each one of these levels, and you'll go completely different ways. You'll sometimes even do the same exact mission on that same level, and you can take a completely different route to achieve the objective than you did the previous time.
You could lose on a mission and have to redo the mission, and the mission is in a different area.
Exactly.
It takes you to a different spot on the map.
Exactly. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Is the same. It's just so huge that if it takes you left instead of right, it feels like a completely different map.
Right. So, I mean, it kind of keeps things fresh. It's like, it was a nice way. It's like, well, this is the same map, but it still feels fresh and, like, in multiple different ways. And then, like you say, of course, when you throw in the different game modes that they have in, it really gives a lot of playability to individual maps.
We haven't even dipped into the PvP yet.
Not at all. And we still haven't even explored, like, probably a fraction of their map games.
We are infants in this game.
Yeah, there's like over a dozen planets, and we've gotten maybe a quarter of them, I think.
Yeah, I just started playing, and I've only played probably 2 hours worth of it, and I haven't done any multiplayer. The only thing I know is that old man with the vagina lips on the side of his head, and it was a pear-shaped body, and then they had the lotus lady that talks to you.
It bothers him so much, those people, the way the people's bodies are shaped.
I don't know. What the hell is this?
I hate them so much.
Weird shape.
The Grimir.
Yeah. I'm like, but is it... I found out it's on in our solar system. You play on, you start on Earth, but is it in the future? Is it in the past? There's no story right now.
Yeah, that's
before Star Wars.
Before Star Wars.
This is before Star Wars.
Apparently. Star Wars a long, long time ago. So this must be a long, long,
long time ago. Okay. Like I don't know, because like you say, they use our solar system in the maps. You know, when you pull up different worlds that you click on, and then within each world, each planet or moon of a planet, there's a bunch of different levels you can play on. But they're using our solar system. I mean, there's Earth, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter.
Keep going.
They do some of the moons of Jupiter, you know, but I don't know all
of those. I want you to name all the planets.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't want to embarrass you.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen all the planets that they have.
I mean, all the planets...
Well, you can make a deduction based on the planets in our solar
system. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So let's start with it. Okay, we got Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Jupiter? No, Saturn.
Saturn, Jupiter.
Saturn.
Saturn?
Saturn.
Saturn. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you have Neptune. Mm-hmm. How many planets is that?
You got Uranus.
There's Uranus. Then there's Planet X. Pluto's not a planet anymore. I think they made it a planet again, didn't they?
Well, they said it wasn't a planet, and then they discovered it was a lot bigger than they thought. And then they actually have photos of Pluto.
It's a planetoid.
It looks like a planet.
I think what they're calling it is a planetoid.
I mean, they thought it was like, they first saw it, and they're like, oh, there's a little speck. That's all they had at first. Like, oh, look, a planet, a little speck. It was just moving.
Uh-huh.
And then they finally just like, oh, it's not a planet, it's just a giant meteorite. And then when NASA came out with those pictures, I think it was last year or sometime, of Pluto, I'm like, man, that looks like a planet to me.
Yeah, it looks like a big-ass rock.
They're just too proud to admit
that
they were wrong.
No, it's an asteroid. It's definitely not a perfectly round planet.
I think they just got drunk with power one day, and they were sitting there and just sitting around like, how can we fuck with these assholes and get back on the front page?
Yeah, like,
Pluto's not a planet
anymore.
Yeah,
we haven't discovered anything about our solar system for a while. Let's just strip Pluto since its planethood.
Since Galileo, he already knew all these planets.
So,
did Galileo say Pluto was a planet?
I don't know.
If Galileo said Pluto's a planet, it's a damn planet.
I don't think Galileo saw Pluto.
Yeah, he didn't see Pluto.
I thought he was there.
He came from Pluto.
Oh, did he?
I thought he oversaw the construction of Pluto.
He might have. Was he? Is he in Warframe?
Yes. Thank you for taking it back to Warframe. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
He's in Warframe, right?
Yeah, anyways. Probably not.
Yeah, so back to Pluto and Warframe.
So Warframe is free to play.
It's free to play.
And if you know anything about me, I am not about spending money on video games.
Yeah.
I try and look for the best free games out there.
Which kind of takes me into one thing that, of course, I'm sure you're finding out painstakingly, that they try to make their money completely off of microtransactions.
Right.
Kind of
like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Kind of like everything.
And they will...
Every free game.
They will try to nickel and dime you for every little thing. I mean, you gotta buy...
Oh, you don't want to wait 12 hours to build this helmet? Well, you can pay $20 and just rush it for you.
It's like 7 cents per platinum, you know, and some, like, depending... I mean, it's not like platinum's very expensive.
Okay, so there's two different monetary... Let's explain to anyone listening what platinum and what...
You have two different resources. You have two different monetary...
There's a bunch of different
resources. You got two different monies. You got credits and you have platinum. Credits are just basically the basic in-game currency. Platinum is the super currency that you can use to expedite things or buy things outright that you normally would have to go and do a bunch of grinding to get. And that you can pretty much only get from spending money. That's the easiest way to do it. I don't think there's really any other way to do it.
Now, you can... Okay. So, you can get your credits by playing the game, obviously. You earn credits playing the game.
Yeah, that's easy to get.
Platinum is either bought, or when you get to the level, the rank you need to be at to get into the trade market to trade with other players, people can give you platinum to trade them items. Now, the weird thing about trading in this game, and it's just another way to kind of... It kind of forces you to grind. I don't look at it as, okay, you're having to pay to win or pay to get what you need. It's forcing you to grind. You have to grind for stuff. If you go trade with somebody and get something really badass, or vice versa, you trade something badass that you've picked up and they give you platinum, which you want. You want platinum. Because, let's be honest, you start off with 50 platinum. Do you have any platinum left?
No. It taxes you.
Me neither.
There's an in-game tax.
It taxes you money. It taxes you by the credits you earn in the game.
But that's nothing new. Anybody that's played World of Warcraft know that there's a tax on the auction house.
I played first gen World of Warcraft. I have no idea about
that. In the auction house, there's tax. And the more valuable, according to in-game statistics, the items that you're doing, the greater the tax, you know?
So the tax sucks.
Yeah.
Let's just say it right now.
Obama.
Also,
Obama.
You can't just sell anything. If you want to sell a weapon or a warframe, it has to be prime. You can't just sell a regular weapon. You can't just sell a regular warframe. Finding prime parts involves a little bit more grinding than finding normal parts. But they are findable. It's not like that. You can only buy that with platinum. But it is definitely more difficult, and they're coveted. And you get taxed super hard on it. So you'd have to grind for a few hours just to be able to pay the tax on getting traded a prime part.
Right. So basically, to break it down, it's like you can either buy platinum and be able to buy warframes, which are your bodies that all have different stats and abilities. You can use it to buy those, or you can use it to buy weapons or gear just outright, like you'd go to the store and buy something. The other option, if you want to be free to play, you grind for money, credits, go to the market, buy blueprints, then now you have the ability to build that thing, assuming you have all the resources. And then some of the resources are rarer than others, takes lots of grinding to get all those resources.
Some of the resources are on planets that you haven't unlocked yet.
Exactly. And then on top of that, once you actually have grinded to get the money to buy the blueprints, you've grinded to get the resources that you need for that blueprint, and now it's time to actually build this whatever item that you're trying to craft. Well, then it costs you another shit ton of credits, you know? So you might spend 20,000 credits on this blueprint and then have to spend another 15,000 to actually build it once you've done all the grinding to get all the resources. So it can be a little daunting at times.
I will say I've built several weapons at this point.
As have I.
I've built 5 or 6 weapons, and it's hard to get everything you need to build a weapon, but it's that much more satisfying when you get it done.
What is something that there's got to have been something about this game, Chloe, that kind of like has kept you at least playing this long.
Well, I like that you can like really customize your character and like get different items for it. You can even change the colors of your guns and stuff. It's not like other games where you get these awesome guns, but you can't change. I just like change the colors and customization and everything.
I will say that I like that a lot too. That was one thing I thought was pretty neat. They've taken a lot of time and thought as far as like the design of this game, the way everything looks, and like you say, you can really customize the color of your ship, interior and exterior, all your weapons. Now here's where I get back to nickel and diming. Of course, if you want a bigger color palette, you have to spend platinum.
Yeah,
to get
I saw that. I'm like, I just like the basic colors, but if I want like a pastel purple ship, you know, I gotta pay extra.
Exactly.
I will say they release things for free seasonally. I have a color palette that I got a color palette for 1 credit. I bought it for 1 credit.
Yeah, a credit, not platinum. A credit. Yeah, so they basically just gave it away.
Right, and it's the St. Patrick's Day one. Mm-hmm. So it has like a bunch of different shades of green, a bunch of different shades of orange, a bunch of different shades of blue. It's only like 3 or 4 colors, but it's a bunch of different shades. It helped. It helped with the color selection I had, definitely. But you're not super limited to colors. It's not like they just give you primary colors. There's probably 30 original colors.
Yeah.
That you can choose from. And then you get the seasonal colors. There's a Christmas one that's going to come out. If you stick around all year, I mean, if they have a Groundhog's Day one, you'll get your browns and your tans and taupe and all that stuff. Stick around and play for a while. Shit, we just got a badass sword, a badass couple of guns, and a badass rifle.
We got
for free.
Yeah, a badass primary, secondary, and melee weapon.
Mm-hmm.
They got, because we happened to be playing the game whenever they had their anniversary of the release of the game. That's pretty neat. Did you get it?
I just started playing 3 days ago.
Oh,
you
missed
it by a
day.
Couple days. Yeah, a day,
I think,
or
one
something.
Day or two.
Yeah, 3 days ago I downloaded it and I started playing it. And I played a little bit today and I played some when I got it. I don't really play that. I have a whole bunch of games on my PC, and I mostly play like Gary's Mod and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have Gary's Mod. To be honest, I've never once opened it.
I've been trying to make these YouTube videos. I only have 3 up there right now, and they're
Harry
the
Potter versus John Cena.
They're the most ridiculous video. I hope I'm getting better at it. My last one, the hunt for Pedo Bear, the forest was. A little bit more visual stimulating, but didn't really have much of a storyline to it. It was pretty much Deadpool hunting Pedo Bear who kidnapped 3 boys. So and you're fighting a horde of zombies. But I play Gary's Mod because I just like the you can just build stuff.
Sandbox, yeah.
Sandbox, because I just play by myself, and I play at weird hours because I work weird hours.
You play yourself?
I play myself on my computer all the time. I play myself in Gary's Mod in the sandbox. And so I play that game mostly, and I like just simple little games like that.
What can you do in Gary's Mod? I've done some reading or like YouTube and stuff on it, but I really just...
I'm sorry, are we done with Warframe?
Are you done with Warframe?
I'm done with Warframe.
Okay, cool.
One last thing on Warframe.
You're not done with Warframe.
I got one last thought. My main complaint, besides the free-to-play aspect of nickel and diming you, they don't give you much direction in the game on how to do certain things and how to go about doing other things.
That's what forums are for, Pat.
But they got a pretty good community. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm going to say. Go download Warframe. Befriend me on the game. Hector Cervantes.
Naked Hobo.
Yep.
I don't think you even have it set up yet for multiplayer. I don't know. What did I say?
What did you make? When
what's
you
your
made
your
name?
Just my name? My name, Cully.
Cully?
Cully Morion, I think.
We'll figure it
good
out.
Good luck spelling that, by the way. But right. We'll figure it out.
All right, we'll hug Warframe.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the sandbox.
Well, Gary's Mod's has been out for a while.
Yeah, for real.
For like, it came out like...
It's
2004.
Well,
really?
It's the engine for Counter Strike.
It's
right?
Source engine. It's for like Half-Life.
Half-Life. That's right.
Yeah, they made it for. They made them. It was a mod in 2004 for Half-Life 2. And it was just a shitty mod, and people started playing it. And then they started adding more stuff. Like they added a camera. They added like different type of guns. They had like different like a welding gun. You can like weld parts together. Duplicator. Stuff like that. You can make whatever you want.
So wait, there's like real-time live tools in the game that
you can
use to build stuff.
Yeah, you can. It comes with like the gravity gun. You can use the gravity gun from Half-Life to like move stuff around and physics gun. And there's a bunch of like mini games inside of it. I don't know if you ever watch YouTube. I don't know if you ever turn YouTube on in your life.
Never. What is two of you?
two of you. It's a place where people upload videos of their cats and different videos like that.
That's pretty but cool. You could also, if you really
There's also Gary Mod videos on there. And I watch all these Gary's Mod videos of Vanoss and all those guys. I watch all those guys' videos.
They have like really ridiculous mini games made out of them. Yeah. Your brother was telling me about one time that the whole game is like a hide-and-seek type thing.
That's the best game right there. You're like a blue shirt, and then the orange shirts have to find you, and you gotta go hide, and they
tag. Turn into objects? Is that the one?
That's called Prop Hunt.
That's the one your brother's telling me.
Prop Hunt's pretty fun. I was reading about that.
And then the hide-and-seek one's pretty fun, too. And then they have like a Trouble in Terrorist Town where like you kill other people, and I haven't really played that one much. But that's like the main one, the Trouble in Terrorist Town. They have Prop Hunt and the hide and seek and like a zombie survival.
Yeah.
They have a whole bunch of servers you can choose from, and there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do.
So tell me this, if I wanted to go sandbox mode,
yeah,
and build stuff, could I get online, connect with you, and we could be building something together?
Yeah.
So it's like, and I'm a big fan of Little Big Planet. Don't laugh at me.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of like Little Big Planet.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You can do a lot more.
Yeah, it's everything in the Source Engine, Half-Life 2. And you can, you can download, there's people who make all these props and whatever. You can, like, I play as Deadpool or Harry Potter. You can do whatever you want. You can download guns. I use the Nine Cat gun all the time where you shoot nine cats and it plays the Nine Cat song.
I saw that. Yeah, it shoots the rainbow out of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a million things. There's Five Nights at Freddy's you can play on there. You can play Five Nights at Freddy's in the sandbox. And there's this thing called Death Run too. Where you can it's like a gauntlet. Someone controls someone's death, and the other people try to run through the gauntlet and they kill them. It's a lot funner than you can imagine. But
no, you don't want to know how fun I can imagine. Oh, be careful now.
It's not free. You gotta pay for it. I can't.
It's
remember.
$10.
Yeah, it's $10. But like they stopped giving it away in like 2004, like five or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you pay $10. And you get all the mods for free. All you do is subscribe to the people that make the mods, that's it. I mean, it's not hard at all. Like I got all these different type of mods for mine. You can do anything.
You can make videos with it. You don't even
have that. You can make many videos.
And that's kind of what I was interested in.
Yeah, I didn't realize how extensive it was. If you've never listened to the show or not, I love modding. Yeah.
And there's millions of people. There's been over 6 million. There's probably been about 6 million downloads of Gary's Mod.
Yeah, it's like stupid ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch. And there's a port of Gary's Mod 2. There's going to be a new Gary's Mod, but there's not going to be called Gary's Mod. It's called something else, it's not going to be out for a while, but they're making it more virtual reality.
Oh.
Or it's going to be more VR related. Right now, there's a you can change your camera in Gary's Mod for virtual reality, where it's like two screens and you wear the virtual reality while you're playing it.
Uh-huh.
But the new it's just rumored that the new Gary's Mod would be more virtual reality.
Yeah, it's more real, like it was designed more to be, instead of just trying to adapt it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll help virtual reality. It'll be cool.
That'll be pretty cool. And if
definitely will. It'll help
and hopefully
propel the virtual reality gaming community.
And hopefully Gary's Mod will be released on a console. It'll be like Fallout 4, where you can go into the cloud, download mods on your PC,
yes,
and then it'll go to your console. You can play it on your console. Because I'm not I play console, PC, half and half. I'm not all PC. I'm not PC overlord or all console. I mean, I play both equally.
Really?
Yeah. So, hopefully, I'm just saying, since the way the games are coming, so hopefully it'll be like that. You can download, because modding an Xbox is so complicated.
Is it?
Because you gotta download, I've done it for Skyrim, where just ridiculous shit you can get for Skyrim. I don't know if you ever watched the Skyrim videos.
He's a Skyrim modder.
But, you go on, have you done it before?
I've modded my Skyrim as much as I can.
On Xbox?
No, PC.
See, I play it on Xbox.
See, I'm not a console peasant, so.
Yeah, well, I like my 65-inch screen in my living room to play games like that. I just have my 30-inch screen in my beat lab, I like to call it.
Your beat lab?
Yeah, that's where all the beats happen.
Hell yeah. Is that what you're beating at?
It's so funny. Never heard that before. Anyways. Yeah, that's my beat lab. I have my computer set up and everything.
Why do you call it a beat lab?
Because that's where all the beats are made. That's what Dre calls his.
Do you make beats?
Yeah, I make beats.
Oh, that's hot.
We're gonna have to have a beat off.
You never see my watch my YouTube channel. I just started doing this YouTube.
What is your YouTube? Tell everybody what your YouTube channel is.
My YouTube channel is just my name. You can just Google Cully and or Cully Mo
Ryan.
How
do you spell that?
That's CULLY.
Uh huh.
And you just
so
go
how
to
do
that.
You spell Cully. That's how you spell Mo Ryan.
Yeah, that's right. That's Mo Ryan.
Uh-huh.
But you can just search for Harry Potter versus John Cena, and that will bring you right up to my channel. And so like, or 7-Eleven Deadpool. You know? Deadpool is dancing.
7-Eleven.
Well, if you're not a big Beyonce fan, that's Beyonce's song. 7-Eleven. Yeah. So I thought him dancing in 7-Eleven while listening to 7-Eleven. How ironic. That was kind of most pretty stupid. It only took me 15 minutes. That tells you how much work I put into that. So, 15 minutes from making it, editing it, and uploading it.
But the best part about it, it's all done in Gary's Mod.
It's in Gary's Mod, but I also use the editing program, Sony Movie Maker Suite or something like that. It's like Sony Vegas.
Oh, okay. So
the cheaper version.
So you can clip it all up. And
yeah, I clipped it up and I had this.
Sony Movie Studio, you can get that on Steam.
That's hot.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you can. There's a lot of programs you can on Steam.
I can't wait to go beat your lab.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In this small room, you decided to fart. So.
No, you're not going to smell it.
No, that's true.
Because I'm going to kill you before it gets to you.
Yeah. The threshold is so low, you'll die before you smell it.
I'll suck it all up for you.
Oh, thank worry. You. Put your mouth right on the hole.
That part likes my farts. So, so yeah, Gary's Mod. Super freaking cool. What else were we going to cover?
Yeah, it's been around forever. You know, I just started playing it. I know you were talking about something about the new Overwatch. I saw the trailer for it.
Okay, so here we are.
It's Team Fortress 2, pretty much.
It's Team Fortress 2, like, yeah, on super steroids.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about...
It's a class-based shooter. We've talked about this on the show before. But if you haven't listened...
We're
before.
Talking like Bane steroids.
Yeah.
I know y'all are Blizzard. Yeah. I know y'all are big Blizzard.
I'm members. Not a huge Blizzard person. I just play StarCraft.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, now that I think about it, I probably own every Blizzard game.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Shit.
I love StarCraft.
Well, I like Blizzard. What can I say?
I mean, I played Diablo when it came out. I mean, yeah. Diablo 2 when it first came out.
Diablo 2
is great. Diablo 2
Diablo
is
3 is
sick.
Terrible.
I only played Diablo 2 with a guy I worked with. We beat the game, and we beat it. We beat it in easy, and then beat it the next level, and that's about all I got. So that was fun.
But yeah, dude, Overwatch, it's just we've already played it. We've already played the
beta.
The beta.
It's on Steam.
No, it's on the Blizzard loader. You can't get any of the Blizzard games on Steam. I wish they would just streamline stuff like that.
Yeah, they kind of have their own. Thing going on.
Yeah, I guess I never seen any Blizzard games on Steam. Because I never searched for them.
Yeah.
You just buy them at the store or download them.
But yeah, Overwatch. It's going to be... you have to pay for the game, of course. But I think after that, other than like...
You do have to pay for it?
Yeah, you pay for it once.
You pay for it now. Y'all paid for it.
No, we haven't. He's saying... That's how it's supposed to be.
There's no subscription like World of Warcraft where you have to pay monthly to play it.
Okay.
Or any of that crap.
Well, I was just saw the trailer and I read a little bit about it. And they're saying that it might be free, the free to play, kind of like Warframe.
Well, they're already doing pre-sales.
Oh, you can okay.
$49.99 or
$59. Well, that's what I was reading. Maybe that was old thing I was reading.
It is going to be free.
They're not going to have subscriptions. That's what they're trying to stay away from. Okay. Subscriptions with it. They're trying to make it to where it's just a one-time purchase. You have it.
You get all the characters.
Yeah, any kind of updates or new stuff that they release, it's part of it.
Which
supposedly.
Is, may I say, how a video game should be.
I agree.
You buy the damn game, you get the damn game. If they release something else, it's a completely different game. Make it another game. Quit making people pay. Because okay, Bioshock, for instance. I've got Bioshock Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
I could spend $90 to $100 on Bioshock to get everything, like the whole story.
Yeah.
I want the whole story, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to spend $100 on a fucking video
game. Yeah, I always thought that was ridiculous. Just, you buy the game, you get the game. If they make updates, guess what? You get them for free.
Or Call of Duty, this map pack's $15, this map pack's $15.
Yeah,
that's how they did freaking Evolve. Evolve was supposed to be released as a great game, and day one, to get the complete game that they had released, you had to spend almost $200. It was like, oh, here's the basic game, but if you want, they had like three or four different map packs available, mm-hmm. map packs available, at like $15-$20 a piece, and then you had like character weapons or something like that. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
It's garbage.
It's stupid.
You know, Skyrim.
And Skyrim's kind of like that.
It's different.
Dragonborn. And...
Well, that's because Skyrim's been out so long that they had a complete game when Skyrim released.
Right.
And to keep the game current, to keep, you know, more things for you to do, once, hey, it's been out for a few years.
Yeah.
People have probably done a lot of the shit there is to do. We've been working. Here's a whole other mission quest for you to do to keep you busy in the world of Skyrim.
How much were they selling Dragonborn for when it came out?
$15?
Yeah.
$20?
See, I don't think that was that, because Skyrim has been out for a while.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, Skyrim,
to keep it relevant, you need to let it out. But don't sell for $60 like brand new game.
That's like with World of Warcraft. How long has World of Warcraft been out? Keep things going, to keep more content, they keep releasing, expansions every so often.
Like that, I saw.
That's okay.
I'm not a big World of Warcraft. I know they released a Kung Fu Panda thing. Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty much Kung Fu Panda, right?
It's Mists of Pandaria.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, that was a little while ago.
I think that was Kung Fu Panda. You know?
Jack Black.
Just Jack Black does the voice to it.
Yeah. All the pandas have Jack Black's voice.
Like, no relation to Kung Fu Panda, but this one wears a hat. See, Kung Fu Panda didn't wear a hat.
Exactly. Yep.
I think there is a point where he wears a hat. Copyright infringement. Kung Fu Panda at any point ever put a hat on in any of the movies.
Blizzard
has performed copyright infringement and deserves to be punished to the full extent of law.
I hope they do. I hope they really come through the coals.
I hope you break my coals.
I will break your coals, mister.
Okay. Overwatch is going to be... It's all there. It's one piece. You buy it, it's one piece. How many playable characters are on there?
18.
18?
There's 18 playable... I got some research,
really?
Yeah.
18 playable characters, okay.
There's 18 characters, like, there's like a...
We played the damn game, and we don't even know how many.
There's like a monkey, a robot, gunslinger, some Grim Reaper guy, and some British lady, right?
Those are like the main characters that you see in the trailers, yeah. Those are like their key characters.
Oh, there's like a gnome, yeah. Or no,
Dwarf. Sick, dude.
Yeah. But they have them divided up in different classes, you know? So it's still kind of like your typical class setup that you see in a lot of the games like Battlefield or something.
What they're calling it now, they're not even saying class-based.
What are they saying?
Well, there's four classes, really. They're not saying it, but
there's four divisions. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like offense, defense, support, and tank.
And they definitely do say it in the game. Like, it'll tell you, okay, your team already has a tank, so this is what you need to pick from. Or it'll say, your team has a healer and a tank, so you should pick this. It, like, suggests things to you in the selection screen before you start the match. But what they're saying now is they don't want to be known or classified as a class-based game. Because it's not even class-based. It's character-based.
Yeah.
Every character is 100% completely different. Like, Torbjorn does not, even though he is a DPS, he would be a defender.
Yeah.
Even though he would be considered a defender class, he is nothing like another defender class on that game.
Exactly.
His skills are completely different. It's like playing a MOBA,
right,
as a first-person shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a MOBA.
That's the best way I think I've heard it called.
Which is kind of how you could describe Team Fortress, but Team Fortress is class-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have nowhere near as many characters either.
No, you got...
It's basically you have
a character... There's eight different characters.
There's nine.
Nine?
Well, yeah, you pretty much
offense, defense, and support.
Yeah, you have, two characters per class? Now, this... And that's the thing about, even though your character might be in this class, doesn't mean that it has to be played that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are that versatile that you can really use them in different ways.
And what's cool about that is, yeah, you can use a character in different ways, but you can't change their weapons. You can't put a different armor on them.
No, you can't.
You can't put a different secondary on them.
That character is that character.
It forces you into a job, and you have to utilize that character with the tools they have. There's no tweaking. There's no adding this or adding that.
Right.
You have to learn. It's kind of like when you play a fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to use that fighter. You have to learn all of their moves and how to use them in the best way possible.
Right.
And how to counter other people with it.
Right. And that's something I found out with the one person I like to play with. It was a girl in the robot that jumps and flies around. I forget her name. But She's a tank, you know, she's under the tank class, if you will.
Sometimes,
yeah. Exactly. You destroy, you know, her ability whenever she's in her mech is that she can throw up a shield that ricochets bullets away and everything. She has the shotgun blast, which does okay damage, close range, of course. And the robot has a lot of health. The robot gets destroyed, she ejects. Well, now she can't take a hit worth of shit, but...
She can move super fast.
She can move a lot faster, and her weapon is actually a lot easier to kill with.
Because the range increases and the accuracy increases.
Exactly. Her little pistol, it does considerable damage, too. Like, honestly, it's like I've gotten way more kills as her outside of her suit than in it.
They kind of have to buff that pistol so she can have the ability to eventually get her robot there.
Well, yeah, exactly. You get so many kills, her ability is that she can summon another robot. So that's the idea. It's like, the way she's ideally played is, you get a lot of kills, use her ability to blow up the robot, which is pretty much instant kill anywhere in sight, almost. And then you have the ability to keep killing to summon another robot. That's the longevity of the character. It's super cool.
Yeah, right. I was watching a video and they really said that you gotta really work together as a team.
You have to.
Like, I was watching one, there's like a Jamaican guy or a Brazilian guy, and he was playing with the guy with the big hammer.
Uh-huh.
And he said that guy was behind him with his music box or whatever. And he was making the guy with the hammer run faster. So they were just murdering
really?
People. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that guy with the hammer hit one of his abilities as he throws out the big
ass
shield.
Right, the big shield. I saw that. And so he's slow.
He's super,
but,
yeah, super slow.
But the Brazilian
slow.
Guy was just pushing. He was right behind him. So that guy was just running and he was just like taking everyone out.
That's, that's something I hadn't even seen before, dude.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, like, I really think there's so many different possibilities for right. so many different strategies.
There's
game.
The Killdozer. Have you seen the Killdozer?
Mm-mm.
So, there's escort missions. What else would you call them?
That's the only thing I can think to call it.
Protecting? I don't know. I can't
think.
It's a train.
Push the flag.
Like a
push
train.
The flag.
So, like the Torbjorn guy builds a turret, right? And the more kills he gets, the more he can upgrade his turret.
Right.
So you build a turret on top of the train and stand on top of the train. The train starts moving. Reinhardt stands in front of the turret with his shield. The train moves through the level and everybody's trying to knock you off the turret. So they're all coming straight to the train. They can't shoot your turret down because Reinhardt has the shield up. The turret is steadily making kills through the shield and being upgraded over and over by Torbjorn. And so it is a moving turret, and it literally moves wherever the train is and defends it while Reinhardt sits there and blocks everything.
That's pretty wicked.
When they were doing that first beta, I watched a video of these guys doing the Killdozer strategy, which is something they thought up on the fly. It was like one of the first plays of the game, like right when the beta came out. These guys are, you know what? This seems feasible. Boop, boop, boop. And threw all that together, and it's pretty wicked. It's
I
ugly.
Think that's something that's going to be really exciting, dude. It's just... us being able to get on the jump of this game, we're going to get to see this game evolve. Like, mm-hmm. you know, us, when we got into...
We're already seeing it.
Yeah, have you seen League of Legends? Have you
yeah.
played it?
I know about it, yes. I know I have friends that play it.
Right. So
because they had to deal like Dota or Dota.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Dota's like
it's
one of
like
the original.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they have to really team up to use your powers. And to.
Yeah, you got to sit there and really team up with everybody. But... at the point like of us going and playing it, pretty much any strategy that we're going to use is something that
it's already
been done.
Devised.
Yeah,
all
it's
the
like if you're not using the meta strategy, then you're stupid.
Exactly.
At that point, you don't get to figure anything out.
The game
out.
Hasn't changed any for any other better strategies. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the different builds for this character that you can use if you want to use them in these different ways, and these are the ways these characters work together the best, so on and so forth. There are no strategies for this game yet. They're being built accurately.
Yeah.
They're being well. There are some, obviously, but they're being built. We're getting to see them build.
Is it six versus six? Is that what it is?
I can't remember.
I think so.
Okay.
But ever since they've released this Overwatch,
no, is it four?
No, it's not four.
Six.
It's six or more.
I think it's six. 6 on 6.
But ever since they've released Overwatch, even since they've started talking about it, all these games are popping out of the woodwork.
Right,
that
I
are
saw
exactly
that.
Like it.
Right, I
what
saw
what is
that.
Paragon?
Paragon's a knockoff.
It's the same damn thing. What is Battleborn?
I saw that.
It's developed by the people who made Borderlands. It's Overwatch. It's a copy of Overwatch down to the character models. Like, there's a Zenyatta character in Battleborn. Has the same moveset. Looks like him. Floats in the air and does his healing thing. Like, he does everything the same. It's like they took it and kind of altered things, and I'm sure every single character isn't exactly the same. I'm being a hater and I'm being a jerk. But like, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I saw that they released all these games all at once. Mm-hmm. But,
Well, there's Paladins.
Yeah.
Paladins. Have you played Paladins? Paladins is actually a good game.
It's not bad.
It's free to play. It's kind of cheaply made. You can definitely tell. And it only has like 8 characters to choose from at this point. But the game modes are kind of fun. And it's not a boring game to play. We played it for a while. And we still have it. We're all part of the beta for Paladins. And it's not bad. It's a good game. But come on, guys. Think of something different.
Well, I think that they really hit... I think they really hit something hot when Blizzard came up with this game. You know, mm-hmm. Heroes of the Storm was them trying to knock off the whole, you know, MOBA type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they needed to get into that genre, I think, is all that was. It was just a push. And they're like, well, we've already got the freaking lore and characters out the ass. Mm-hmm. It'd be really easy for us to just slap some shit together.
The and difference
it's not
good is,
in a bad way.
The difference know? Is Blizzard had every right to make Heroes of the Storm. Where did they get Dota from? Dota was StarCraft. Dota was built off the Pretty engine much. StarCraft was built off.
Totally.
Yeah, because you can play as Dota and Garry's Mod. Mm.
Really?
Yep.
Freaking Garry's Mod, dude.
But yeah.
Whatever they made.
But yeah, anything... All those games, they started with StarCraft. The isometric, move your character around. Half of those types of games were invented in the StarCraft level builder. That's where those games came from.
Yeah, and then they ended up making... That's right.
Mm-hmm. So Blizzard has every right to do that.
That's
don't
true.
Give Borderlands every right to. They already sucked Blizzard off once. Sucked them off. I shouldn't have said that. They already.
With what? With what?
With Borderlands.
What?
We've already had this conversation, Pat, and I don't want to turn this into an argument. But Borderlands, the format of Borderlands is very similar to Diablo.
Oh yeah.
It's very, very similar. The That's way you right. pick up weapons and the way things version. Drop, and yes, it's a first-person shooter version of Diablo.
Even the skill tree and everything.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, stop it, guys. Stop it. Who makes Borderlands? Exactly.
I was playing that today, actually. Borderlands,
really?
Yeah.
Borderlands is a good game. But for real, like, come on. Let Overwatch do its thing. What I feel like it's doing, what I really, really feel like it's doing, is everybody's been real hyped up about Overwatch. At least when the trailer showed 2 years ago.
Yeah, I saw that trailer. I'm like, what the hell is this game? You know? Mm-hmm. So I did a little bit of research into it. I didn't know it was out yet. I kind of stopped doing research.
Well, when is it out? May 3rd?
I think so, yeah. See,
No. Oh, beta opens back up on May 3rd for everyone.
See, it made me mad, though, the way they did that trailer. Because it made it seem like there was like this huge backstory of lore and everything that I was like totally clueless on. I was like... Wait a minute,
Pat kept insisting. He was like, dude, this has to have been around for a while because there's already all this backstory. I'm like, no, when they developed the game, they made the backstory.
They just started like just pumping out this stuff just like to go with the game. Like just now, I was like, really?
If you haven't noticed, these guys are master story writers. They really are. The StarCraft story, great. Diablo story, great. Like all of it's good. They're master story writers. The only thing I can't really attest to is that the right word? Attest to is World of Warcraft. I really don't know much about that. Nor do I care.
Well, they are making a movie, so they're going to tell some type of story.
Well, they're making a Warcraft movie.
It's not the same thing?
No, World of War... It's not World of Warcraft. It's Warcraft.
I thought it was World of Warcraft.
The game is called World of Warcraft. The movie is Warcraft. And it's based off of the Warcraft universe. And it's only orcs and humans in this one. It's literally based on Warcraft. Like
the original
point and click RTS. It's not going to have any elements of World of Warcraft. And I'm assuming that they're going to go from there and build up maybe some Frozen Throne type stuff and stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's a thing that people are missing. It's not World of Warcraft. There's probably not going to be Taurens and all that different stuff in there. They're probably not going to be part of the story. It's humans and orcs. And how the faction split with the orcs and some of the orcs sided with the humans. It's like the original Warcraft 1996 story.
You know one thing I find a little bit disturbing?
Hmm.
How long has it been since the release that they announced that there's going to be this game of Overwatch?
3 years at least.
Has it been that long?
Two years maybe.
Oh, never mind then.
But here's my thing. They announced Overwatch 2 years ago. And then all of these other games start coming out. It's like stealing the hype away, man. It's really, really stealing the hype, and it's never going to turn me away. But it's like, it's kind of killing people's buzz on Overwatch that all these other games are coming out, because they're getting to sit down playing it and they're making their judgment call based on what they've seen in these other games.
I don't think that many people are going to do that.
I think a lot of people.
Would you do that?
I would have to compare them all, see which one's the best.
I mean, would you?
But if there was one better than it, you know, because I'm not all hard for Blizzard.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, in general, would you sit there and say, well, I'm not going to play, I'm never going to play League of Legends because I play Dota and Dota sucks.
I'm never going to play Dota because I play League of Legends and League of Legends is awesome. I'm dead serious.
I'm just saying.
I'll never download Dota.
Well, I'm just saying, though. It's like, why would you say, well, this game in this particular genre suck, so I'm never going to play another game in this genre.
I see what you're saying, because I've seen World of Warcraft, League of Legends, and Dota, and they have all that stuff, because they're all almost the same format type. They're all different. I understand that. But if I played one, I'm thinking, well, I didn't really enjoy that point-and-click type style, so I'm not going to play another one that's point-and-click type style.
Well,
but okay. It just depends on other people. People like sitting there for hours and pointing and clicking all because I played Diablo too. I played it twice. I played it through the easy and I played through the intermediate.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's good.
We played Nightmare and everything, dude.
Yeah, we ran through it.
Yeah.
Like we've sat there and grinded till there was nothing to grind for.
Yeah.
Until we were bloody stumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would sway my interest in a game like that.
Okay.
And
touche. Like,
what did I say at the beginning of my sentence? It wouldn't sway my interest. I am dead set on like getting around the base of Overwatch thoroughly.
But see, that's the thing is we've actually gotten a taste of the actual Overwatch game. We know what it's going to be.
But before I got a taste of it on it, I was getting goosebumps watching the trailer. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it made my butt slide.
It looks way too much stuff going on in it, though. They have so many characters.
I love it though, man. That's what really takes me away is that the fact there's so many different characters and every single one of them is different. A completely different character.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these characters that are healers
mm-hmm.
heal in a different way, and the way they attack is a different way. You know, it's really cool, man.
The one Mercy that can fly.
Yeah, Mercy can fly
and like links up a beam to you.
Yeah,
to heal you. Super cool.
But if I like. I'm kind of a nerd. I like backstories with everything I play. Like Team Fortress 2 has a backstory about the two brothers and the other brother and their dad died and they started to split off because they have all a little lore about that. I like that. It really makes you part of the game.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's got Pat all panties and all a big bunch.
Well,
how do they have all this backstory and all these different things that happened to this character when the game's just now coming out? They wrote all this stuff.
It just didn't.
It's like they damn near sat down and wrote a novel.
Well, they should come out with videos about each character. Like, they explain their backstory in these videos, kind of like Team Fortress had, like, meet the heavy, meet the scout, meet the
pirate. I'm sure they will.
Well, see, that's what I didn't get is that, like, you know, games like World of Warcraft, you learn the lore of all these different things by playing all the quests, you know? Not just like this main storyline, but, like, you playing throughout the game and you find out these little hidden little gems and Easter eggs throughout, and you learn about it. With a game that hasn't even released that, I was like, I didn't understand how they could have so much lore. It's for people like you that love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I like playing campaigns. You know?
I do too.
You know, when the new Star Wars Battlefront 3 came out, I played Battlefront 2 like every day, and I played the campaign every day, and I played online multiplayer every day. And then when this came out, there is no campaign.
How did we not play Battlefront 2 together, dude?
I don't know. Campaign. I love that game.
Battlefront 3.
No, it's all online multiplayer. There's little missions that teach you how to like to fly a plane.
There's no campaign.
There's no campaign. I like Battlefront 2 because they talk about the 501st from the clones.
Yes.
To be Vader's first.
Yes.
That was the best,
dude. Yeah, it's super. I've read so many and seen so many reviews on the new Battlefront game because when I first saw it coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I was ecstatic like none other.
I had to have it. Because I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I love Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. Dude, it's like, first of all,
they practically had a Star Wars wedding.
I was really that far.
There was a picture, though.
I'm getting married soon, so we might have a Harry Potter meets Star Wars type wedding.
I'm okay with that. We may or may have not been introduced as husband and wife to the theme song of Star Wars.
Okay.
You know? So don't do that.
I don't think she'll allow that. I don't think she'll let that happen.
Have you ever, like, just whipped it out and slapped her with it?
What are we talking about here?
A lightsaber.
A lightsaber. Your lightsaber.
No, that would cause unfixable damage.
Yeah.
But Overwatch is going to be fantastic. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how many games that come out that try to be like it. I really don't care. Overwatch is going to be great. And I will kill to play it. And the only thing that I can imagine topping Overwatch this year is Doom fucking 4. No, fuck off.
I don't know. I'm not a Doom fan.
Eat my fucking scrotum. Dude.
I've watched.
I'm about to get really vulgar, and I don't cuss a lot at all.
I've tried to play with on Doom 3.
I played Doom 3 on Xbox.
Sick, dude.
And I played online too.
Oh, it's so good, and the online is going to be so good. And you can be demons. Like you pick up power ups, and it'll turn you into some. Demons.
You can hunt other players.
The fucking skeletons with the rocket launchers on their shoulders—they fly now. So you turn into the fucking skeleton, and you launch up in the air, and you're like hovering around and. It's so sick.
You're like on Mars, and they dig up like the portal.
You don't know
hell.
What Doom is? Doom is okay. Union Aerospace Corporation starts developing teleporting technology.
Okay.
So they start inventing teleporting machines.
All right.
Why are they doing it? Well, it's fast travel. It's fast connection between Earth and Mars. Union Aerospace is doing work on Mars and collecting the minerals on Mars, the iron, and there's some certain kind of gas, solid gas that they collect on Mars for energy. So they start figuring out how to use teleportation, and they're teleporting people to Mars. Well, they accidentally open some fucking portal to another dimension where all these demons are. They're calling them demons.
Pretty much hell.
They don't really know what they are. They don't know if it's hell. They're calling it hell. And it is. I mean, there's...
Pretty much the devil. You're finding the devil.
Yeah.
Demons.
It's sick, dude. It's sick nasty. So
it's scary, too.
They open this portal, and they realize what's going on. So now they dedicate a research team. This was originally a team that was just developing teleporters so they could transfer energy and do different things between Earth and Mars. Well, now they've got this separate special research team that's researching hell and these demons and these different artifacts that they're finding in the other dimension and stuff like that. And now things are crossing over through the portal and killing everybody. So now you're trying to... You go up there originally in at least Doom 3. You go up there originally... Just because you're a Marine that got sent up there.
Right.
And shit starts going down, and it's like, okay, Marine, now it's your job to figure out what the fuck's going on. So you're going through and trying to follow your team that you were supposed to meet up with, and they're trying to make it out of there, and they're slowly getting picked off one by one. And then you run into this doctor dude, and the doctor, there's some kind of foul play going on, and he's involved in this whole demon technology shit. And so you're trying to catch him. So you're seeing him on the cameras and shit, moving through different rooms and catching up with him. Well, he eventually leads you to the portal to hell. And so, yeah, you're fighting all these demons on Mars in the base, and then the base slowly starts transforming into hell. So, yeah, you're in the base, but now there's blood and shit dripping from the ceilings and organic components in the walls and stuff like that.
It's really gross.
It's really gross. Sick, it's scary. Dude. It's all dark. Have like three bullets the whole game. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Dude.
You got a flashlight. You're like dying.
I personally play on hard because it's more fun. But
I don't like scary movies, to be honest. And I play that game, I'm like freaking out.
Getting sick.
Okay, have you played Dead Space 2?
No, I haven't.
Dead Space is sick too.
Okay, which one is scarier?
Doom.
Doom?
Doom is scary.
Oh,
Dead Space
God.
Has scarier looking things in it, I guess. But like Doom, it's like you're walking through
the first
a
Doom.
Lab and this imp fucking crawls out of the air vent and crawls down the wall and stands up and just starts throwing fireballs
it's
at you.
It's all, okay. Jump, it's all so, jump scares. Yeah. Jump scare after jump
well,
scare.
Well, dude, Dead Space 2, man, was really bad. Dead Space 2 is the first horror game I've ever played, if that's what you want to call it.
You said horror?
Horror game.
Oh, with two R's. Okay.
Horror game.
Not a horror game?
Not a horror
it's
game.
It's the first horror game I've ever played.
No, it's a horror game.
St. Leisure Suit Larry.
No, that game, man, I had to, like, finally one day I was playing it, and I had to sit down and just, like, set the controller down and just, like, take a deep breath. It's like, Patrick, you're a grown-ass man. What the fuck are you scared
of? I was living with him for part of that.
I was sitting there, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to keep going. This is like just too much. And then I was like, this is a fucking game. Shut up. Just take your gun back up. Let's go, you know?
You're making me mad about Doom, though. You need to give Doom a chance. It's super cheap to download now.
It's scary.
Doom's good, and the expansion, the Resurrection of Evil's good.
Are you going to pay my dry cleaning if I pee myself?
Huh?
Just don't wear pants.
Duh. Oh. Sit on a bucket.
Wear depends. Just throw that shit away.
I mean, they're not depends if you don't have a problem. They're called business diapers. It's for someone who's too busy to use the restroom.
Where can I buy those at?
The same place you buy depends. Oh, it actually says depends on the package.
Next to depends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Depends for young adults.
I'm sitting there like, I'm so busy playing Doom. I just like stand up, Tamara, I need a change.
Stand up. They call it depends because it really depends on whether or not you're busy if you're going to the bathroom. Right?
Pants.
That's what I've always wanted.
You want to be technical about it?
No. Okay. No, I don't want to be technical about it. I want to continue peeing and shitting my pants while I play video games.
I won't run your fun there.
So basically we need to check out Doom 4.
Doom 4 is going to be sick, and that's the only thing that's going to keep you from playing Overwatch.
When is that releasing?
Right around the same time Overwatch is.
Well, we got a couple sick games coming out pretty soon.
Yep.
Is there any other games? Is there any other games coming out?
Yeah, next episode.
All right, I'll check you on the next episode.
So chill. So the next episode. Oh, you know what? I said I was going to do it earlier. I never introduced you. This is Cully Mulryan. He joined us on the podcast today, and he might join us on future podcasts.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a good talk. It was really enjoyable. Felt like things flowed. Your butthole gets way too slick way too often. You need to like bring a blow dryer and dry that bad boy out.
What do you have about that?
I just want to run and slide and see how far I get.
You get pretty far.
Will I end up in a puddle or something? I don't want to know.
All to be revealed on the new show on Ask Patty Cake.
If there's any incentive for you to listen to another episode of our podcast, just remember you need to see how far Cully gets in Pat's butt crack.
Till next time.
Till next time.